Petersburg Art Museum, and the first reader is Beth Lemke.
Okay. So obviously we're in the visual category, but they produce 12 to 15 exhibits a year in addition to classes for youth and an art camp. They provide outreach at three area festivals and special programs tied to temporary exhibit opportunities as they see fit. Their 990s match their application, and revenues, if I saw correctly, exceeded expense based on my notes. They did have a good organizational plan that embedded the history into it, and they were very clear saying that basically this fall the board would be working on a marketing plan. So they didn't have anything formally attached. From the community participation and accessibility, they too cited cultural tourism, working with, along with the chamber, having local art on consignment in the gift shop, trying to have diversity in the temporary exhibit selection. They received a mayor's award, but I didn't write down the year. And they were trying to go beyond their borders. That was kind of listed right out there with their exhibitions and programs. They did have a partnership with the Milwaukee Dance School. Their planning and evaluation, I had notes that no formal evaluation tool was uploaded, but each program, but after each program, they do request feedback. But it would have been nice to have something more formal unless I missed it. And that they stress that they have strong board committees working with their volunteers. It's a small staff of two full-time and one part-time. I think that's all I have for right now.
Got Bonnie?
They had a really strong volunteer component and an attractive annual report. One question, their mission is to exhibit and preserve the art of Cedarburg, and I was kind of intrigued because a lot of their events, like yoga, beer garden, play group, et cetera, I'm wondering how those relate to their mission. Are they helping them achieve their mission somehow? Through raising funds? Is it just a public service they're providing? But I didn't quite, I was just curious, I guess. They do have an art camp that's organized and run completely by volunteers, which I thought was great.
Do you have any comments?
Yes, I in answer to the comment that Beth just made about the outreach programs in the museum, I think the second sentence of their mission, which contains the phrase "continually promote Cedarburg as a center of creativity," I think perhaps there's a connection between those programs and that second sentence. By the way,
okay.
I was interested in the defining in the definitions not definitions, forgive me, in the qualifying language. It's to collect, exhibit, and forever preserve. I think that was that's interesting. And then to continually promote Cedarburg. Those are ambitious qualifiers that have no end point or even a contemplation that an end point could exist. On that score, they have excellent financials, and they have invested their surplus in their acquisitions fund and in establishing an endowment, or what they referred to as an acorn fund. Their staff qualifications are simply splendid, and the catalog that they presented for the specifically curated artists' activity was just an outstanding piece of work. I love Mahjong at the museum. I think that's a fantastic way of using a building of that vintage. There's a nice congruence among those things. Also, their volunteer newsletter for volunteers with downloadable information for the docents was quite extraordinary. I think that was that might in fact be a best practice.
Thank you for calling that out.
And I loved having the minutes of their evaluation committee. However, do they collect evaluation from outsiders and patrons was the question that came to my mind. Their plan as submitted is not a plan, but they recognize that. The plan as submitted was a set of policy and progress reports. But their marketing plan was very solid. I think that it would be helpful if they did an evaluation of those community engagement programs like the Mahjong program as well to see what impact that is having on drawing new people into the facility.